In this gospel today, according to St. Matthew, Jesus confronts the way of proceedings of the religious guides of the Jewish people, personified in the Pharisees and the scribes, from whom he demands their protagonism, made of appearances and not demands on others. Without deigning to lift a finger to help the poor people bear the burdens they impose on them. It is very pertinent to highlight that in the time of Jesus, the Jews had to comply with some 613 precepts and norms, which had been drafted by the scholars and the Pharisees to benefit the structure of the religious and political powers more than the common people, which is where the action of God should really be recognized. That is why Jesus denounced these unjust norms, which served more for ritual practices and the collection of taxes than for having societies where justice and equality reign, which is what our Lord wants from all of us. When confronted with the text, we see that the Pharisees and the scholars to whom Jesus addresses are us, who are called to correct our ways of acting and to fully configure ourselves with the project of the civilization of love of the Master. That is why we have to implore a lot of spiritual strength to eradicate from our lives that attitude of arrogance that makes us lord over others and that damages the fraternal communion of community life. One of the great dangers of Christians' life is to always live outward. We do not look inside. We do not communicate from silence. We are hypocrites. We say we believe and live in Christian way, and yet we do the opposite. We live superficially. We are not Christians 24 hours a day, nor 365 days a year. And being Christian means seeing, feeling, and acting like Jesus. Do this, and we should know Jesus well. St. Matthew is clear. Reading and listening to the Word of God is easy. The difficult thing is to put it into daily practice, to be builders of peace, justice, and love. This is the duty of every Christian, of every community, to announce the good news, and above all, to be consistent. Many times, catechesis and homilies seem more like a class or a sermon than a personal and community experience. Let us meditate on this gospel today carefully. Let us apply it and let us one see us what kind of Christian he or she is. We can always change and be authentic followers of Jesus. Stop criticizing the institution, the priest, bishop, pope, and remember that we also form a people of God. How many times do we use God for our own personal benefit? Once achieved, we forget about him. If we do not achieve it, we deny and even fill him with insults. Let us all realize, absolutely all practitioners and non-practitioners, that whoever serves humbly and is at the disposal of the weakest and most needy is the true Christian. Lord Jesus, free us from the continuous temptations of wanting to be more important than useful, and give us the necessary strength to eradicate from our environment every cult of personality which gives rise to tyrants who attack the dignity of the people. Amen.